Time for some farming news with Megan Mackay. Megan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Noel. Now, we often hear all about farmers and what their role on the farm is, but what about the rest of the family in particular, their partners? I went along to a farm in Drumbow to talk to some of the women in the household, and if any of the listeners are great British Bake Off fans, I know we all are here, especially when we get a massive cake brought into studio, which always helps. And having withdrawal symptoms from that, then this may well help with your cravings, as we had a chat over baking some buns, which also, I learned, have an important role in the farming community.
I'm Sally Dorman, the wife of Henry Dorman, on Scout Hill Holstein's farm in Drumbow, overlooking the Lagan Valley. Beautiful scenery, especially at this time of the year when you see the change of the leaves. We milk about 100 to 120 Holstein Friesians all year round, and we also rear turkeys for Christmas. I've been married now 35 years. We would be the fourth generation Dormans to farm here.
And were you from a farming background yourself?
Yes, I was from a farming background between Newtownards and Cumber. My brothers grow vegetables for a lot of the large supermarkets here. I was originally a McKee, one of six. The eldest girl, so from the age of nine, I was taught to bake. Because, as my mother said, the boys had to be fed. You can't expect a man to work unless his stomach is full.
And we can hear the granddaughter over here. Who's this wee woman?
This is Rebecca. I'm Laura. I'm her mama, married to John. Rebecca's 21 months old now, so she loves getting out and about in the farm and visiting the cows and the turkeys, seeing what her daddy's doing.
What do you think is your role in the household today?
Keep everything running. Give John the support, you know, so he can go out and work and make sure that there's food on the table when he comes in and his washing's done, and, you know, just keep him G'd up. My granny and my mum taught me to bake, so we used to stay at my granny's at the weekend, and you were always in the kitchen making something, usually apple tart or scones or cakes. Since then, I've always just enjoyed baking, and just if somebody calls in, there's always something to give them. That's the farmer's life now. You never get to leave without a cup of tea and a bun. Today we're making sweet and salty Rocky Road. Very, very rich, but you only need a wee bit, and it makes a lovely after-dinner treat if you've people coming over.
I'm making mint bars, which are my own variation of a recipe, which I took out of a WI book. I like to take shortcuts because sometimes you have a very limited amount of time to get something made on the farm. So I always try to look at what's the quickest way to make something. And I'm also making mallow crispy buns, which is something very, very easy to make. Also, they're very cheap, especially at the moment in the present climate. I'm very aware of the economics of baking. I keep a few for ourselves, and I give my baking to my daughter-in-law and to my daughter Joy, and to anyone who has somebody ill in the house. We have had a birth in the extended family, so I'm baking for the new mother and father. I don't use my food mixer or food processor a lot. An elderly lady who's no longer with us, whom we all call Granny Gilliland, always says, make it by hand and you make it with love.
And I was talking to Laura earlier on about the sort of the modern day role of a farmer's wife. You've been a farmer's wife for over 30 years now. How do you think it's changed?
I don't think it has changed a lot. You're always there in the background as a support, a listening ear when things need to be discussed. I've always done the books here. I've handed some of that over to my son. John does quite a bit of the paperwork and record keeping, especially for the single farm payment and cross compliance, etc. But I still do the registration of calves, do the VAT returns. I've always done it. Unpaid labour I have been for 35 years. But I don't mind, because if you're going to be a farmer's wife, I think you need to try to understand what the life is like. It's not really a job. It's a way of life. It's very long hours, and at the moment very little, in fact no return as far as the dairy is concerned. The general public want food that is totally traceable, but when I'm shopping and I look at the number of people who buy farm produce, they're buying butter from New Zealand when there's plenty of good butter and dairy produce here.
And there's so much food waste, and people always say, oh, I can't afford to eat that. But you can. You just need to look at where you're buying it and what you're spending.
The Rice Krispie buns, I've cut some in rectangles and some in triangles. I've dipped the ends and some of them in chocolate.
Great, just for coffee after dinner. And
I can hear the kettle on already, so that's good.
And you ate all the buns. Yeah. You bring in all back the buns.
Yes, these hips don't lie, Connor. So there we go. Three farming generations bonding over baking there.
Thanks very much, yes. Megan.
So unlike Megan's hips, Clodagh. She said it, not me.
That's it. I'm out.
I'm devastated. I did not get any buns brought back in there.
Prices are deflating.
A moment on the lips is a lifetime on the hips.